los ojos para verlo.
Everybody, vamos, put up your manos. That was attempting United Chicanos, Latinos en los Estados Unidos. Don't care if you're Ricans or even Cubanos. Look at the coaches. We have more common, don't let them divide. These suckers are vultures. Either we standing together or better be standing aside. Now is the time. Don't know about you, but I'm gonna ride. We gotta climb. Fight for your values, man. Where was your pride? Where were the gunners that you got inside? Look how our ancestors came to this country. They tried to be living the American dream. Don't throw it away. They promise you money and got you raging for the machine. Pick a new team. You flesh up to listen, but that is the system that you wanna bring. You need to think. We gotta fight communism, cause it looks like we on the brink. Connect on the links. A one-party system is taking the power from all of the people. We need to seek. When will you listen? These people are evil and won't treat us equal. So what is your plan? Hand in hand, we're standing together, cause this time we're never to do what you can. Please understand, we gotta do better, so all kids remember that we took a stand. Escúchame, 24 es el año, si se puede. Lucha, lucha por la libertad. Órale, vamos.
What's up, Danny?
How's it going?
Good, good, dude. Good, same old, you know, work. Work. Yeah. It's, you know, interesting every day.
Every day. It's the same but different.
Yeah, yeah, for reals. I mean, you know, from what I do, right, I deal with OSHA. And it's like I've been doing it for total probably like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I think I've dealt with OSHA like 6 or 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
I probably hadn't done that prior to this year. Like, I probably dealt with OSHA in the first 9 years of doing this like 3 or 4 times. Wow. So, you know, OSHA's getting real, real annoying.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, like I was telling you earlier, we're prepared. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they prey on over-regulating. I want to say not necessarily OSHA, but government agencies.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a source of income. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to come up with money somehow, some way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's when they want to, they'll find something. So.
Oh yeah.
It is what it is. But other than that, you know, everything's been good here at the house. The girls were sick a little bit, but they're kind of getting over it. So, you know,
okay.
Yeah. You, how's everybody?
Good, good. Everybody's good. I think they started getting a bug too. You know, it's weather's changing and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
Started catching a bug. Luckily, knock on wood, I haven't.
That's yet. Good.
But yeah, Gloria started catching a bug, Athena catching a bug too.
Mm.
So, but like I said, you know, so weather changes, you know, it starts happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, it is, you know, it's, pretty soon. Well, at least out here in October, it gets pretty cool as far as like, it's not hot, it's not cold. Like during the day, it's just kind of just right. So yeah, we're seeing where like the temperatures over here, right, low 90s, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, no, and then you know, with it's actually been humid and weird weather, like, you know, thunderstorms, lightning mm-hmm. storms, I should say.
Mm,
and yeah. You know, crazy clouds and winds and stuff like that. Usually, you know, I know we've seen it in the past, but we usually don't see that type of weather up here in the north like that. So it's kind of a little bit different, a little bit weird, you know?
It's climate change.
Yeah. Yeah. But they had to change it from global warming to climate change. And
yeah,
they adjust.
As they go?
As they go. They make it up as they go. So.
Yeah. Every time they miss the deadline, they change the name.
Yeah. According to, what's his face?
Al Gore,
we should have been, you know, submerged in ocean water, you know, 13 years ago or something like that.
We should have had cities on ships.
Yeah.
By now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they keep buying waterfront properties.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird. You know, they're trying to use a scare tactic that, you know, everything's going to flood, but they keep buying waterfront properties, you know, beachfront properties.
They want to be the first to go, right?
Yeah. Sure they do.
Oh, man. But, well, let's get into it. We'll get into the three stories that we got. And let's see. So, reality or manipulation. So, the first one, to me, it's a mix of both. Because at the beginning, the way that the New York governor was talking about immigration was a manipulative way where he's trying to get votes. And now the reality has kind of hit him. So this is just basically learning something the hard way, right? So in New York, when Adams was running to be the governor, he was talking about, so the first story you see there from documented was talking about him wanting to have the cops stop working with ICE to limit deportations, right? And then when you do that and then that happens, this is from last week, where the first day of school in New York was very challenging because they had more kids than they can take. So at some schools, they had to turn kids away. So 21,000 children have been added into that, you know, public school system just from asylum seekers in the city of New York. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so that's where I'm saying it's like the manipulative way of trying to get votes to what you're dealing with now. The reality is, you know, you're putting so much stress on your city because now you get what you ask for, basically. Right. And
Well, I compare it to, you know, Manteca up here, right? One of the cities neighboring Stockton, right? Mm-hmm. So when you drive down Main Street in Manteca, or you go downtown or whatever it is, you can tell it's a really small town, but a lot of people, you know, it's got a reputation of being a good town. So a lot of people have actually moved there from the Bay Area or here in the Valley, you know, they've all moved there. And you start driving down the street and there's a lot of traffic congestion. The roads are narrow and stuff like that. And that's classic overpopulation. Now I'm going to use the word overpopulation, but it's because of the way that the town is structured. So it's not structured to have, you know, such a high population there. So there's a lot more traffic. There's a lot of congestion. It's just not built for it, you know? So now you go into these big cities that are built to have a higher population, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone could argue that it was already a little bit too populated, you know, for the structure that it already had, that it was built for. So now you add more onto it, and now you really do have, you know, it being overpopulated. You know, the schools aren't built for that. So there's so many schools in a certain district or county or whatever, you know, however you want to break it up, and there's too many kids. So now there's that influx that they were talking about. So, you know, they think that they're so smart, and this is why we kind of always argue back and forth, is that, you know, they think that they're smart, but they're really not, because if, you know, they sat down and, you know, reasoned and thought, you know, 2-3 steps ahead and used logic and common sense, they would know that it's not sustainable, right? Mm-hmm. In long term, because to your point, they're just manipulating. They're using talking points to make it sound good. You know, this is a open border country, melting pot. We want to build bridges, not walls, or, you know, whatever terms that they use and stuff like that. But the reality is that the infrastructure, you know, isn't built to sustain so many people. You know, it's going to start breaking down. So now we're starting to see the breakdown in those cities. And a lot of people would argue that, it's manufactured, it's on purpose. That's exactly what they want. They want to turn us into like a third world type of country and stuff like that. So, you know, like you used the word truth right now. Now the truth is coming out, you know? And that's the reality, is that it's not sustainable. Now they're eating their words. When was that that article from? 2021? The original
2021. So here, I have this video right here where I think they ask him, like, do you think that sanctuary policy is going to hurt New York? This is back then, and he basically says no. So
alleged during your campaign to keep New York City a sanctuary, a city. Do you have any concern that policy is attracting more people to the border, more people to cross the border to make that dangerous trip?
No, not at all. The city has always been a sanctuary city, and we've always managed those who wanted to come to New York City to pursue the American dream.
So, you know, before, he's saying it's not going to be an issue. And then he had another speech. I don't know if you heard it. I had the video of it, but a lot of people got mad at him because he was basically now giving New Yorkers the truth about what's going on. So I don't know if, did you see there or no?
No.
I'll play it right now. It's like a couple minutes, but you'll hear, like, now he's talking real, like reality.
And let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City.
See, like, he's kind of what you just said right now, right? That the infrastructure can't hold all that. So he's like, you know, in a sense, he's being real.
Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just getting Venezuela. Now we're getting Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We got a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us. And so I say to you, as I turn it over to you, this is some of the most educated, some of the most knowledgeable, probably more of my commissioners and deputy commissioners and chiefs live in this community. So as you ask me a question about migrants, tell me what role you played. How many of you organized to stop what they're doing to us? How many of you were part of the movement to say, we're seeing what this mayor is trying to do and they're destroying New York City?
But, you know.
So what is he trying to insinuate, that they're purposely sending migrants over to New York? Is that what he was trying to insinuate?
Yeah. But, you know, and they are, you know, they are sending them up there, but because they were calling for it. Mm-hmm. So again, like I said, it's like, it's one of those, you get what you ask for. And yeah. Once reality hits, then it's like, what do you do? Well, you gotta tell the truth, right? Yeah. Because, you know, I think you said it well, where it's like the infrastructure is not built to handle it. And he's even talking about, you know, I saw an article, something about that they're going to cut like funding for, I think, police or EMS or something, like where it's like just so that they can have enough to provide for, you know, the influx of people that they have.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it really just goes back to just being pragmatic, you know, using logic. And that's what happens when we hear these people talk and they're running on, you know, certain promises, you know, on their campaign. Mm-hmm. And we know that we're listening to the words that are coming out of their mouth, and we know that they're not using common sense. They're just using talking points, and we don't do anything about it. Or, you know, the people from New York don't do anything about it and still vote for these people. And yeah, it kind of goes back to one of the episodes that we talked about. I don't know, it was probably two episodes ago or something like that. And it's like, don't put it on mute. You know, if you're going to watch the TV, or don't even, you know, watch the debates or anything like that. Just vote on what you see straight up.
Vote on your reality. Not
on the product that, you know, they're producing. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. They start talking about, you know, things that they're going to do, things that they're going to be running on that don't make sense. You know, just call it out and you don't vote for them. You know, vote for the no name that's going to say, yeah, you know, we're going to enforce law and order, you know, and something that's logical, something that makes sense. Now, the tough part is if you've got a panel of people that are on stage, you know, running for whatever office, and they all don't make sense, then we're really screwed. But I guess you would just have to pick the one that is closest to making sense, I guess.
The one with the most common sense out of the bunch. It's got to be somebody, right?
Hey, and then they go in and then impeach them, you know?
Yeah.
Got to exercise our authority, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you know, I think one of the points that he made that, you know, everyone should hear is that, and now we've said it many times before on here, is, you know, we talk about border control and all that. It's not to stop just Mexicans. It's like you said, right? What do you say? He had people from Venezuela, Russians, what do you say?
Africa.
He literally said all over the globe. And like, that's the point we're trying to make when we talk about border security.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not just Mexicans. They want you to think it's just this anti-Mexican, anti-Latino policy. But it's like, you know, that right there coming from, you know, a lot of Democrats like this guy. So coming from like if you want to call it a well-respected Democrat in that side, you know, He's telling you the truth. There's people from all over the world coming in through the southern border. So, you know, I think that that's something that should catch everyone's attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, New York's getting hit with reality, right? What they voted for. That's the part of the manipulation where you fall for it, you know, and once it hits, what can really happen, then it's like, well, what do you do, right?
Well, the people are speaking up, you know. It's you know, you hear people from Chicago, the Black community, they're speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're saying something about it. I'm sure in New York they're doing the same thing. I haven't seen any clips of, you know, rallies or, you know, speeches or you know, like community leaders or anything like that from New York is speaking up against it. But I have seen some from Chicago, you know, another sanctuary city. So, you know, they're not reporting on that. You know, we always talk about that. So there's, you know, there's a lot of positive things. People are waking up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this, you know, we've talked about parents on other cases and other things, other topics are waking up. But, you know, imagine just being in New York and let's say you have to use the public school system, right? And and you take your kid to school and they turn them away, you know, and you end up thinking, well, what the hell, you know? But, you know, we'll see how that all works out. I think they have some, you know, some real decisions to make out there, the people. And like you said, like we said before, is when they go vote, they got to vote based on what they're seeing, what they're living through. Because if they don't, if they just keep buying those fake promises or the talking points they get, then, you know, this is a cycle that keeps repeating because they're getting elected and not doing anything.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's here in California, or I don't know exactly what sanctuary city, but they're pushing for the people seeking asylum, or, you know, the illegal immigrants that they're being sent over to the sanctuary cities, the ability to vote too. I think it's out in the open now. I don't know if you could do a search and see where they're pushing for that, but you could see what their play was on that. You know, it was always, that was always the plan, is once they're here, you know.
Oh yeah, that's why they go so hard for all these asylum seekers. It's because they just see voters. They just see, it's that manipulative way, like, oh, I helped you get here, so, you know, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, they've got another population problem over there in New York. I don't know if you've seen social media. Is they got a rat problem over there they need to be taken care of. It's probably a public health issue, is that they're just running wild over there.
That's crazy. What,
infestation of rats? Yeah.
Jeez.
Aside from the politicians over there, rats running around.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, that's the plan, right? That's the playbook. Get these people, get them in, and then get them to vote, and you stay in power. So, yeah. I could. Nothing's coming up on that. On the what do you call it? Like illegal aliens voting.
Okay.
They must be hiding it, but it's something that I have heard too before. You know, that they I don't know if it's here in California too, where they can serve in like the in some police stations, or
they can, yeah, they were doing
on school boards, I think.
Yeah, they were trying to pass that too. I'm not sure if they did, but I did hear that story as well.
Yeah, so you know, it's just a, you know, you're using people, right? And it's sad because they're taking advantage of these people that, you know, for whatever reason, there's people that really want to come out here for a better life, and you know, they just get taken advantage of by these people.
Yeah,
but you know, we'll see how that all plays out. But you know, people gotta, you know, notice the reality of having an open border and what it does to their communities, and you know, because people like to, I think, associate southern border with just a Hispanic issue, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just them. So, but it's opening eyes, that's for sure. And then so the next story was we had talked about this, or you had texted me about, you know, certain places not having lockdowns or any mandates. So this is just some examples. So you got a city council in Texas votes to ban all COVID-19 vaccine and mask requirements. California, Huntington Beach did the same thing. And then in Arkansas, Governor Sarah Sanders is pushing for the same thing. So, you know, as we were talking about it before, do we think it's going to go the same way as last time? And, you know, we said, nah, no, it's not. And, you know, it's evident, right, that what flew last time isn't going to fly this time.
Yeah, I think I said it last time, is fool me once, shame on me. Oh, no, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and on top of that, there's all these studies coming out. We talked about the studies coming out. I heard a clip of Fauci basically admitting that, you know, the vaccine has side effects. What's that heart condition called?
Myocarditis?
Yeah. So he basically admitted that it's the percentage of people that get affected with myocarditis from the vaccine is better than the effects of actual COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure if, you know, they do a little bit more research, peer-reviewed research and stuff like that, that they're going to find that that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the important takeaway there is that he actually did admit that the vaccine does have those side effects. So, you know, all this data is coming out. He's admitting it. And I'm still waiting for the next Fauci to come out and say that we have to shut down and mask up. So, you know, I think they're going to have a rude awakening. You put up the articles up there. At first, I did see the Huntington. I heard about the Huntington Beach one first. So I was pretty proud that, you know, a city in California actually came out and had the huevos to, you know, say that we're not going to follow any mandates or, you know, shut down period. I think in addition to that, they said that they weren't going to shut down period. I might be wrong about that, but I thought that's what, you know, they were talking about along with what you have up there.
Yeah, no, I could see them heading that route if they've already established that they're not going to do that. So, yeah. And it's crazy too, because like earlier, and then I forgot to save it and I couldn't find it again, but I saw a study too that said that people that were vaccinated and boosted were more of the cases of COVID. So they had more cases of COVID than unvaccinated people. Mm-hmm. With the newer variants. So it's like now they're going to be pushing another vaccine, I think, that is supposed to be for the new variant. And it's like, it's just getting approved for emergency use. But again, it's like, you know, all these studies come out now with the first version of it. It's like, well, why would anybody trust, you know? You see the what's her name? Jill Biden, right? Jill Biden has, I'm sure she's vaccinated, boosted, you know? She has to be.
Supposedly.
That's their stance. So you would hope that she's leading by example and she's, you know, all the way boosted. And what's happening with her, she's still catching COVID. So, you know, goes to show you, like, why would you get something that doesn't do what it's advertised to do. You know, they tell you, oh, well, you know, you won't die if you get it. It's like, well, if you're unvaccinated, you also won't die. So what's, you know, you start to wonder, like, what's the, at this point in time, there is no benefit to it, right? That you can, even if you try to spin it, like, oh, you know, it'd be good for this. Like, there's nothing at all where you could say, oh, okay, I'm considering.
We don't even have to go that far, you know, you know, with the studies that are like what you mentioned, like if people have heard about those stories or actually do a little bit of research, they'll know that there is no advantage to taking the vax, you know? So you won't even get to that point where you make that decision because it's easy, common sense. It's for your health. You know, I think you're going to try to make the best decision second time around. Mm-hmm. You know, that you're not going to take it. I heard people first time around that they went and got the shot when they first offered it because they didn't want to wear a mask and they didn't want to miss work. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're like, they said, screw it. I'm just going to take it and got it. And about a week and a half later, it's like, oh, you still have to wear a mask. And they were pissed. They're like, dude, that's why I took it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So all the backtracking, people, you know, everybody talks about short attention span, but when something like that happens, they remember for a very long time because it's not like you're, you know, listening to a lecture at school or, you know, someone talking in a meeting at work where your attention span just goes away. I mean, you know, they're just going over something that's probably redundant and your mind just wanders off. This is like serious stuff. You know, you're not going to forget about it in that day, in that month, in that year. You're going to remember that for, you know, years.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you fall for it again, shame on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's too, because there's so much attached to that, you know what I mean? People losing their jobs, people taking it because they didn't want to lose their jobs, you know? All that stuff, that stress and anxiety that a lot of people had to either take it to keep their job or not take it and lose their job. Like, that's some kind of stress that you go through, and it's like, you know, you're not going to forget that. You know, you couldn't go to certain colleges if you weren't vaxxed. You couldn't travel. You know, the whole COVID thing, I think, what's his name? Even Newsom recently in an interview said that they messed up on the COVID response, you know, because I think the way the guy asked him the question.
But did they double down? Like, did he say we messed up and should have acted faster with what we did? It depends on what context, you know.
He was mostly saying it like, yeah, we didn't basically do everything right. But it's like, it wasn't just us, kind of like, you know, Florida did the same thing too. So it's kind of like, you know, we're not the only ones. Everybody kind of messed up. So, you know, don't blame me kind of thing.
That's because he's possibly going to run for office or something like that. Or,
yeah, no, but the way people asked him, he's like, you know, basically like you, as the governor, you allowed Hollywood and production studios to continue to run right during the pandemic, but people couldn't be with their loved ones that were dying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do you justify
that's
that?
That's what people aren't going to forget.
They're not going to forget that.
Oh, they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can't imagine that. I'm sure I'd be angry. I'd be pissed to this day if I had to go through something like that and you couldn't be with your family member, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably would have got arrested, you know, then and there trying to get in. Cause what kind of bullshit is that? You know, people aren't going to forget that. So,
And that's why I was telling you guys, there's no way that it's going to be the same thing. And a lot of people think, there's so many sheep out there that they're just going to, you know, fall in line and do the same thing over again. Mm-hmm. And people get it. You know, it's that, you know, what we're talking about right now that people aren't going to forget. You know, I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe more in people now than I did the first time around. Mm-hmm. Because back then it was like, it was a damn good game plan that they had going on with the whole fake news, fake science and everything.
The counter on the screen
over and over is, you know, time is crazy because it reveals the truth. So, you know, and perfect timing too, you know, right when election year starts coming up again and they're going to try to play the same old trick or a repeat, they're going to go for a repeat.
Have you seen the meme that says it's the smartest virus ever? It only comes up every 4 years.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones out there. But yeah, no, I have faith in people that, you know, that they have it right here, you know, they remember. They're not gonna forget easily. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are angry and pissed off about that for sure.
No, and I will say this, you know, I would have, you know, I think at this point in time, based on like when kind of what has it been like maybe a month since they kind of started talking about masks and all that again, easily, right? Like about a month. I haven't seen it with people, you know, there's a random person here or there, but you know, as far as where you see more and more people kind of doing it, I don't see it at all.
And we're in California.
Yeah, we're in California. And it's like, even what was it, like a couple weeks ago when we were in San Jose, I didn't notice, you know, I would have thought there for sure I'm gonna see like a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Remember I was telling you, I was like, we went through there.
Nothing. Yeah, no, it wasn't
maybe there was a couple of sheep running around with one. That's about it.
Yeah. But not, you know, because there's certain areas where you think, okay, yeah, they're gonna do it there, you know. But yeah. No, I was surprised that it wasn't as much as I thought. I didn't see as many as I thought I would.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you.
So, you know, but it's good to see that, you know, these city councils, you know, they got elected, right, to represent the people, to do what's in the best interest of the people. And the best interest of the people isn't always trying to make them seem like, basically, don't seem like you're smarter than the people and that you know what's better for them. You know, they voted for you because, you know, you more than likely had some good policies you were running on. You made sense. You had common sense. And I think a lot of the people that are in city councils right now in those kind of positions are because, yeah, people were, they don't want no repeat of what happened last time. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see that these cities, these places, states, you know, they're taking the correct action, right? That really benefits the people. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't force them to do anything that they don't want to do.
Yeah. And as more of these cities start doing this, governors, mayors, or, you know, whoever is making these decisions or these announcements, it's good because now, you know, another city, it feels like, okay, you know, there's pressure lifted. Not everybody's, you know, against me now. There's other people out there. I'll stand next to them, shoulder to shoulder, and make this decision. And they feel support, you know?
Yeah.
And then once one, you know, they do it, another one will do it. And then another one will do it. And
that's that ripple effect.
Yeah. And at some stage, you know, it's like that we keep saying, you know, the real majority is going to be visible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, those stories are, they're awesome, man. And it kind of, a little bit of validation of what we've, you know, been talking about, you know, looking at the bright side of things, not focusing on the negatives so much, because there's a lot of good things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. So, you know, it's good to see. Yeah, like you said, it'll spread and it'll keep spreading. And hey, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you hear about the Liberty Safe thing?
I did.
Okay. So this is you know, they put out a statement, right? Because the FBI was, you know, doing an investigation on someone. I think they did a raid on somebody that, you know, they're saying was involved in January 6th. And, you know, I guess they contacted Liberty Safes, and Liberty Safe had the access code to the apparently they have them for all the safes they sell. So they had the access code to that safe, and they handed it over to the FBI. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you buy a safe, so it, whatever you put in there is secure, and you're the only one, unless you share the combination or code or key with someone else. So mm-hmm. If I buy something from you, I don't expect you to, you know, have information about it.
Yeah.
I to be honest with you, it's hard for me to understand why would they even have like a backdoor code.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. it defeats the purpose of having a safe. So if the FBI or police or whatever show up at your door with a warrant, and I don't know, you're not there or whatever, but they have a warrant, then let the suckers, you know, crack it open, cut it open, do whatever they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the maker of whatever product you buy shouldn't be giving them any freaking information, period. Yeah. It's like they've got nothing to do with it. They're not the owners of that property anymore. So it's easy to go, hey, you know, we're a manufacturer. It was sold. Go talk to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Common sense. We go back to, you know, just having common sense, and that's it.
Yeah. That's the thing too. It's like, I don't like exactly what you said. I don't understand why they would still have the code. You know what I mean? I would imagine they sell the safe, anything related to that code, you know, documentation, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's a piece of paper tells you, all right, this is the code. You know, I would imagine that's the only paper that has that code. It, once it leaves, it's gone. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think it's like everything, right? It's like you buy, you purchase something and they tell you how to select a new code. Mm-hmm. And in my train of thought, you know, my thought process is that when you select a new code, the old one is void.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Period. Right.
Yeah. 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 You're right. You're right.
So
they had something to override
to do that. I don't think, you know, anybody that purchased a safe from them, that there's a backdoor code. I almost guarantee you, you talk to every person that bought a safe, they never would have in their wildest dream things that there was a backdoor code.
Yeah. No. And then especially, I mean, they fucked up as a,
well, the article that I said is that, or was it a tweet? I think it was a tweet. It said that they need to Bud Light them.
Yeah, and that's what I saw, you know, too.
And you know how that works, is that once it starts going, you know, they already started backpedaling. They said that they were going to have waivers and all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, so they're doing something where it says effective immediately, existing customers can visit the website and fill out the form to have records of their access codes expunged. So basically, you know, going forward, you know, let us know and we'll get rid of it.
But so it's like moving forward, they're going to do what everybody expected them to do.
Right, right. And it's like, dude, like, that's what my initial thought was, like, yeah, why do you have it? A, why do you have it? B, why are you giving it? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's like, I think the part for them, because, you know, they're, again, like when we talk about these companies that make these kind of mistakes, it's like you're alienating your main consumer base, right? Your customers, you know, obviously people that are majority of the safes, the Liberty safes you see out there are the big ones, you know, people put their guns in there, right? Mm-hmm. And the last thing someone that owns a gun wants is that, you know, someone's going to have some sort of access to their weapons. Like you said, right? If they're going to come get it, well, you know, fucking blow the safe up, do what you got to do to get in. But, you know, I'm not giving you that info, you know, let alone the manufacturer. But, you know, I think the part that's more embarrassing, too, is I don't know if you remember, was it a few years ago? There was some, was it like a terrorist attack or somebody that did something and the FBI wanted the iPhone code?
Yeah, I remember.
And Apple said no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, man, like if Apple, Apple even knows, no, we're not going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, how did these people just completely miss the mark on that?
Yeah. You know, it makes you wonder the decisions that some of these companies make, man. I mean, iPhone at least had the vision, you know, to think 2-3 steps ahead. It's like, if we give this up, we're going to lose all of these customers, all of this business, all this potential revenue coming in. So they at least thought about that. I don't know, maybe they thought that no one was gonna find out about it. I don't know.
But you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's already with J6, right? People already feel that a lot of those people that are getting investigated, raided, and all that, it's not, you know what I mean? It's unnecessary. I think it's just kind of like political investigations. And you know, I think even that the fact that it's an investigation involving that is probably what
it's a two-tier system, justice system.
Yeah.
So you know, you don't fall under this umbrella, you know, of our beliefs and views, we're gonna go after you. you know, the people that are on the same page as we are, you got to, you know, get out of jail card, if you will. Mm-hmm. You won't even be looked at twice, you know, or once. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, going back to, you know, people waking up, you know, more and more people are talking about the two-tier justice system, you know? I don't know if you see more tweets about it, you see more, I'm not sure I've had conversations like out in the street, out, you know, just casual, mm-hmm. Real conversations and stuff like that. I don't think I've had any of those in that topic, but as far as what I've seen in social media and things like that, people mm-hmm. they're really aware of the two-tier justice system big time.
Oh yeah.
And if people aren't talking about it, it's, you know, they probably don't like the way that it's coming out, you know, because they probably weren't fans of, you know, Trump, like that. But if they haven't said anything, I'm sure they've already seen it and thought about it. And it's mm-hmm. just a matter of time where they're going to go, man, you know, if they go after certain people, that means that they'll be able to go after me for no damn reason.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And then, you know what, man, because it's like talking about January 6th, it's like, you know, how a lot of the politicians compare January 6th to September 11th. And, you know, we just had mm-hmm. September 11th a couple of days ago. And it's like, man, to be on record as a politician and have compared both those events, you know, as equally, how could you put it, as just equal in any way, is just, you know, that's an embarrassment. You know what I mean? Like, the J6 is nowhere near to that level for anybody with any common sense, with any brain cells, to make that comparison.
Yeah, I think we said it is like, if you open your mouth and even utter those words, you know that it's the same or worse. I think people have said worse, believe it or not. You know, whatever office position you're holding, pull that card. You're out on your ass just for uttering, you know, those words. So yeah, I think it's that bad. If it, I was going to say something, but never mind. Because then we'd be talking like they are. But anyways.
No, but it's, you know, it's true. Yeah. If you can, how could you vote for someone that is blatantly lying to you? Right. It's a false comparison. It's not even close. What disrespect to, like, you know, all the whether, you know, whether you think it was an inside job or not, it was like, seems like a lot of innocent people died. You know what I mean? You can't compare that to J6. You know, the only person that died was shot by a Capitol policeman.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So another death of the Capitol policeman, turns out that it was a lie. So, yeah. No way, man. Not even, I was going to say not even close, but it's not even in the same galaxy. You know, just to emphasize how
ridiculous. But so, you know, we'll see if the safe company gets that Bud Light treatment. But I did see a lot of people.
I'm predicting it right now. I'm calling it. Is they're gonna get Bud Lighted?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people, a lot of especially people that are kind of like in the, what do you call it? I wouldn't call it like gun influence, but like they're that's kind of their thing.
In the industry.
In the industry, yeah, like the gun industry. Yeah, they were not happy about it. And you know, you're talking some big names in the gun industry, so it's like they messed up.
They're done.
Yeah. Well, too bad. Maybe we'll start our own safe company. Hey, the market, right? That's the capitalism. Someone else is going to win off of a dumb decision. So it is what it is. But kind of staying, you know, related to guns. So I kind of wanted to talk about, so for the talking point, I wanted to talk about what I think is the real emergency. So, you know, with what happened with the governor of New Mexico, she issued an emergency order, which basically told, you know, the people of New Mexico that they couldn't carry open or concealed, even if they had a permit, based on, you know, some other unrelated event to, you know what I mean? Like if me and you are in New Mexico and we had nothing to do with whatever death or whatever crime was committed, you know, she's punished.
Didn't she do it because of the high crime?
Yeah, the high crime. Okay. So in her mind, she said, okay, well, I'm going to do this emergency order. And because this is an emergency, so much crime, that I'm going to punish everybody, right? I'm going to trample, well,
put it this
ignore
way,
everybody's right. Citizens. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to hell with everybody's constitutional right. This is an emergency. I have the power and this is what I'm doing. So, you know, the thing is, like, to me, obviously, yeah, you don't want crime, but in that case, then yeah, you have to make better policy decisions. You know, you have to run your.
How about enforcing crime?
Enforcing
law, exactly. How about, you know, putting the criminals in jail instead mm-hmm. of letting them go, instead of making, you know, more lenient, you know, rules.
Yeah.
You know, your AG not pressing charges against certain people. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, do those things, you know, and you take care of criminals, right? Because I think they asked her when she did when she had done that announcement, I think someone flat out asked her, is like, you think the criminals are going to follow this order? And she was like, no, but it's kind of like, no, but it sounds, you know, maybe it'll make them think about it. And it's like, then no, like, no, I'm not gonna, you know, if I'm in New Mexico and I'm a law-abiding citizen, you know, hey, she could kick rocks because I'm not gonna disarm myself, you know, hoping that, okay, the criminal's gonna do it too. I'm not stupid. You know what I mean?
No, I think after, if I remember correctly, she said that hopefully it encourages people to call law enforcement, like in a more timely manner or report more crimes. I think that's what it was. It would encourage them to report more crimes. And I don't know if she was trying to insinuate that, you know, people don't take, you know, the law into their own hand or, you know, something like that. But, you know, I also heard another report where, you know, FBI was hiding statistics of how many armed civilians actually stop, you know, crimes from happening. And, you know, they, of course, they're going to hide those statistics because they don't want you to know that, you know, being able to use your Second Amendment actually does help and it keeps people safer. They don't want people to know that. They're not going to run those stories. You know, it's kind of, you know, COVID was, it was fake science. So now you got fake data, you know, that's showing that, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't work and it's not preventing, you know, crimes from happening and stuff like that. Of course, they're going to hide that. They don't want you to know that.
Yeah. No, I remember, I think I saw some number like that a while ago. It was a couple years ago. And it's like, yeah, the lives saved because of, you know, an armed citizen that actually helped somebody is way higher than, like, not even close to the number of lives lost, you know. And a majority of the people that get killed by guns is just, you know, criminal activity or gang. Yeah. Sometimes, a lot of times, you know, they put suicide in there too. And, you know, which is, obviously suicide is a sad thing, but it's not, you know, gun violence as they try to paint it as, you know, they use those stats to inflate what they want to prove. And so here's the video of that governor. And this is funny because it's on CNN and the way they're asking her the questions. So just,
also have, Governor, the Constitution of New Mexico and the Constitution of the United States, and you're an attorney. Do you think you're on solid constitutional ground here?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right? Where is the
in
right?
In the state of New Mexico, public health, it's a suspension. It's not a ban. And we'll see what all of these court actions do. And
we'll see.
The same thing that's been happening, how they deemed the mandates unconstitutional. You know, forcing the vaccines was unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same thing, man. So, you know, let's flip the positive to this. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. She's a mayor, right?
Governor.
Governor. Yep. Thank you, Governor. Open because night. Once it goes to court, you're going to show the rest of the country that what you did was unconstitutional.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm weird like that where.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It's like the real emergency is that we have a lot of those people in government that are going to try that shit. But, you know, like you said, too, it's like they're going to weed themselves out. Do it.
Do it.
And, you know, that's more of an emergency. That's more of a threat than all this other crap that they try to scare you with. It's like, no, the only thing that's a threat to your freedom, to your well-being is people that are basically trying to tell you how to live your lives and that they know better and that you need to do what they say. Like, mm-hmm. we don't need that stuff. We're all, you know, for the most part, people can make their own decisions on what it is they want to do or not do. And for people, because again, like we said before, she's just a person, right? She's nobody special. She just happened to, you know, get elected or selected, you know, who knows, New Mexico
installed,
you know, and she's making a fool of herself to the whole country. And like you said, if it goes to court, you know, something like that probably go all the way.
It's gonna go to court. I've already heard debates about, you know, whether she can be arrested
mm-hmm.
for it. I've heard a couple of things about that, is that she could probably get arrested for it. I mean,
she should be removed, like removed from office.
I think that was another one. It's like you take an oath, you know, to uphold the Constitution, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So once it's evident that you're going against it, you're actually trying to break it down. What did she say? It's not. It's suspended, not.
Oh yeah, it's not a ban. It's a suspension.
It's not a ban. There you go. So it's suspended. It's like here we go, lawyer. Remember what I told you about the lawyers?
Yeah.
Wordsmiths.
Yeah.
Semantics.
But it's like, okay.
You try to fool us with it.
Suspension. What does a suspension mean? It means you're banned. Mm-hmm. What's the difference, right? And who's gonna?
How long is that suspension for?
Exactly. Who determines that? Right. So it's like, you know, I'm glad that it, you know, that these are going to go to the court, because it's not just, it's going to affect all these fake ass emergencies that all these, you know, government officials are trying to do. And it'll set precedents right in the future, and they won't be able to get away with these things.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the reaction that I'm talking about, is that when they do this, they want to uproar, you know, it's almost mm-hmm. like a distraction, and you just got to stay even keel,
mm-hmm.
calm, cool, collected. Okay. What you're doing is unconstitutional. People are speaking up about it. You know, I've seen a lot of posts out there, you know, with obviously she's in the wrong, and they're mm-hmm. pointing out, you know, how she is in the wrong. You know, Second Amendment shall not be infringed is the main focus. Mm-hmm. And, other things that, you know, that get applied, suspensions or bans or whatever you want, whatever word you want to use, if it's repugnant to the Constitution, it's null and void.
Yep.
Straight up. Yep. So all these decisions, they really, if null and void, man, it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad that they have to go to court, but when you when it's that clear cut, they shouldn't even go to court. It's like
exactly what I was thinking right now.
And void. That's it. Let's go to. She's a lawyer. She's well educated.
Mm-hmm.
The argument would stop at coming into the Constitution, null and void. I won't budge from that. Yeah. Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and that's the thing too. Like exactly what you said, right? I was thinking like it wouldn't even have to go to the court system. It's just all right. This is your suspension. All right, let's see what the Constitution says. All right, shall not be infringed. Looks like you're infringing. You know,
done.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that. Done. Yeah. Like, that's how it should be, dude. Like, if it was like that, you know how many of these damn gun laws that we have here in California would be, you know, not even on the table.
But there's good news on those.
I saw something. Was it the magazine one?
I think it was everything. It was any restrictions. I could be completely wrong, but about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I heard something about that, and then I saw some posts. Does that mean that we're good? There's no restrictions on anything anymore? So I have to follow up and see, you know, what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But again... there's a lot of good things. I'll take it as a good thing that she did that. Thank you. You're going to open up the entire country's eyes.
Yeah.
We should send her thank you letters, thank you messages.
No, I mean, that's true, man. She's it's going to backfire, right?
It already has. I mean, even... local police, sheriffs,
mm-hmm.
and everything, they're saying that they're not going to enforce it. It's like, why would we do that to ourselves? It's like criminals stay away from people or homes or businesses because they know they're, you know, got a CCW or open whatever, you know, the state allows,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to behave.
Yeah.
You take that away. You're going to have more calls to, you know, go to than you got time in the day. So why would they do that to themselves?
And then I think there was a lot of gun owners or, you know, people that had permits to carry and all that. They did a protest and they were carrying their guns.
No one got arrested.
Nobody. How many people got shot? Nobody. So are guns the problem or the people that commit the crime the problem? You know what I mean?
Criminals,
exactly. And it's like, you know, that's why they're criminals. They don't follow any of these laws. They don't follow any of these suspensions or none of that. And it's just, it's eye-opening because even with that protest, you go, well, you know, you're banning all these people from carrying. It's like, well, shit, they were just all together in public and nobody went there. Nobody was messing around there, right? Nobody got shot. No, there was no violent. It was a peaceful protest. And it was heavily armed.
Yeah. Someone called me when you're in a state where there's like open carrying and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
people are the kindest that you've ever seen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
There's the respect factor goes up a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. What was Winchester's slogan? God didn't create all men equal, but Winchester did.
Oh, something like that. Yeah.
So you know, it's. Yeah. We go back to common sense, man.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense.
Yeah. But no, you're right. You're right about like the stuff in California. I did see that. I think the one I saw was with the magazines. Because you remember how we had that, what was it, like a week where we could buy basically any size capacity magazine. And then they put that on hold. I think that's supposed to come out soon. And it's, from what I understand, it's basically gonna be where, yeah, you can buy any magazine you want, you know?
Yeah, the one that I think I heard was the one it referenced shall not be infringed. So
you must know, be the roster one.
Huh?
It must be the one for the roster, because you know how we can't buy everything.
Oh yeah, you can't
on the roster.
I don't know. Gotta look into it, but you know, it's very simple. Shall not be infringed. That's it.
Okay.
Straight. And then repugnant to the Constitution, null and void. Simple.
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 Just that simple.
That's it. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. But you know, this is so good. This is so good. It's like we've talked about all these politicians, man. It's like mm-hmm. lawyers. Mm-hmm. Lawyers is they just yeah. twist words in.
Yeah, it definitely proves that, right? It definitely proves how they manipulate language to try to get the results that they want, right? Because when she was asked, like, you know, will this hold up in court? You know, if she's being truthful, honest, and 100%, like, yeah, this is legal, she should have said, hell yeah, it's going to hold up in court. She wouldn't have said, we'll see.
Let's see. We'll see what judge we get. We'll see.
We'll see. It's like, dude, like, that should show people. It's like, all right, you know, she's a lawyer. She's trying to play with words. And like you said, but hey, it'll all come out. You know, we can't.
Yeah.
They're going to weed themselves out. That's for sure. You know, and
they're like weeds sticking up. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, thank you for standing out. Let's pluck that one out. Let's get rid of this one. Let's get this one out of the way. Mm-hmm. Let's take it up to the Supreme Court and get that ruling. Repugnant to the, you know, Constitution, null and void, out of here. Who's next? Who's gonna try it next? Okay, New York, you're gonna try it next. Let's do go. It. You know,
yeah.
You know, let's start it. Maybe, hey, you never know. You never know. They could start a domino effect. They can come to California and go, hey, you know what? Let's look at those cases now. You know, let's fast track them now. Let's stop stalling on them. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Maybe the citizens, they'll get fired up when, you know, she goes through, you know, the court hearings and whatnot, and you know the ruling is against her. You never know. You know, the pressure might go. The citizens, you know, will be invigorated, pumped up to, you know, see it through with these cases, and you know, put pressure on the. On the justice system to, you know, get these out of the way. And, you know, depending on what the rulings are, another one, it repugnant to the Constitution, out of here.
Yeah.
What's next? Another repugnant to the Constitution. You're out of here.
Yep. The politicians lose, but the people win.
Yep.
So
you never know.
Yeah. No, yeah. You don't. And, you know, I have a good, what do you call it, good feeling about it if it did go to the court system, you know, because court cases like this go all the way to the Constitution. I mean, to the Supreme Court. Sorry about that. And, you know, that's one of the good things Trump did was, you know, the Supreme Court, he fixed that. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Record number of appointed judges.
Yeah.
Record number in 1 year. I mean, one term, I should say.
Yeah, one so keep going. Keep going. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, hey, it's all, like you said, right? It's all positive. It's all good. You know, we're the people are going to win, right? That's what matters. That's why, like, when we say to vote, is, you know, you vote for your reality, because you know, you, the people, us, the people, are the ones affected by the decisions of these people that we vote for. And like you said, if the results aren't visible, yeah, you definitely shouldn't vote for them. You know, I don't care what party they're on. It's like, if they're not providing the results that they had promised or that they campaigned on, it's like you're out.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people are seeing with Biden too. You know, it's whatever he campaigned on, the little campaigning he did here on the TV here and there. Mm-hmm. None of the stuff that he's talked about has been, you know, has positively impacted the people. So
yeah.
You know, there, Biden is also opening a lot of eyes to that. So,
yeah. I think, like you said, it goes with everybody. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, because they could go back to their old tricks where, you know, the entire Republican Party's bunch of rhinos, right? So now the Democratic Party is like so far left that they fell off the planet, you know? yeah. So we've got to bring them back to reality. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter. Let's say, for example, Trump comes in and he starts going batshit crazy on us. We got to be able to go, hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He's not doing what, you know, he campaigned on, what we wanted him to do. You know, we've got to stand up and put some pressure and get him impeached, or, you know, do something about the situation. So we can't be blind to, you know, one party's going to save us or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we have to have that backbone, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, know? For sure. And we got to, you know, when we're basically admit if we're wrong, we're wrong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I know back then, you know, I didn't pay too much attention. I just kind of voted based on what I would see here and there on the TV, right? And for example, Obama, right? He was a good talker. He was saying a bunch of good things that he was going to do. But then, you know, it's like, okay, you realize he didn't do anything he said he was going to do. So it's like, no, like, I'm not, you know, that's kind of what opened my eyes and made me kind of switch. So, you know, that's just how, you know, I think people have to, when it comes to voting and who they're voting for, navigate it that way. Like, just,
yeah,
you see, right, what they promised you versus what they've done. So,
yeah. You know, and just before we wrap up, talking about in the past, you know, what we see out in the streets, like real life every day, mm-hmm. and social media. I wanted to talk about a little bit. I had a conversation with someone that I bumped into throughout the day. It was yesterday. And I've known him for a minute. He was born in Mexico, in Guadalajara. And he's going to Mexico for vacation for 2 weeks or a week and a half or something like that. He goes every year or tries to go every year. And he was talking about what the president was doing over there. And we started talking about social media and stuff like that, right? And I started talking to him about, you know, the information that gets passed on and, you know, the same old networks that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, you know, the president in Mexico, that in order to combat those media outlets, they have like a, almost like a press conference every day in the morning or something like that. Mm-hmm. To where they talk about, you know, what's happening, kind of like giving the real news or a better version of the news, if you mm-hmm. will, that isn't manipulated by, you know, a party, you know, or an agenda.
An agenda, yeah.
Yep. So he goes with that happening, and the YouTubers, you know, he was talking about probably like people like us, but you know, there's a lot of them out there, is that they're actually delivering, you know, the real news now. It's not, you know, these mainstream media networks, you know, they basically have a monopoly on it, and they're giving the same message and brainwashing people, manipulating people. So it was surprising to me that, you know, we were having a conversation about this, and he was the one telling me now, it's like, look, no one's paying attention to them. They're like an old dinosaur. Everybody knows, you know, their old tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're listening to YouTubers. And sure enough, that's what he does. You know, there's like certain YouTubers mm-hmm. that he listens to. He said he listens to that morning broadcast that they have.
Okay.
And there's a new president coming in, because I guess the elections are going to be coming up here pretty mm-hmm. soon. And the lady that's, you know, they potentially could have a first woman president in Mexico. It's got a lot of support and from, you know, citizens. She's going to follow the same thing, you know, if she gets elected.
Okay.
And on top of that, they're going to try to make internet free, available for everybody.
Mm.
So, because I told them, well, you know, what's going to happen is that they're going to try to censor those people and black them out, you know, so that they can't get that message out. He goes, oh, no. But the plan is, you know, and this is what he's telling me, because he's all in tune on what's going on in Mexico, is that, you know, they're going to try to make internet free and things like that. I don't know the full details, but, you know, this is the information that I got from a person that is in tune and listens to those outlets mm-hmm. on a daily basis, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just encouraging, man, to see that, you know,
mm-hmm.
people are...
They're noticing their attention. They're
waking up, you know? Yeah. It's not just Mexican-Americans. It's, you know, Mexican, like, you know, Mexican people born in Mexico living here mm-hmm. with their Mexican-American kids, you know, here. So that gives me encouragement that, you know, they see the manipulation. That's basically what it is. They see the manipulation. And instead of, you know, having their kids fall into it, and, you know, they probably having conversations with them about it and telling them and, you know, in a sense, waking them up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that guy does have, he has three sons. He's teaching he's working with his son, you know, teaching him the trade that he's in. So obviously they spend a lot of time together. So I'm pretty sure they have conversations about that. And he's a youngster. I think he's like 18 or 19. So it's encouraging.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. No, that's good to hear, man. Yeah, you know, like you said, I think you said last time too, it's like you see more and more people kind of talking about it, or, you know, just it's a little more, how could you put it? Those conversations are happening more. They're more out there than they were before, for sure. So
yeah,
that's also good. Like when you kind of hear like, oh shit, what are they talking about? And it's like, oh damn, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it is encouraging, man. So I think, you know, we'll see how, I think a lot of people are waking up. I think they're going to continue to wake up. And, you know.
What's that governor's name from New Mexico?
Her name is, she has like one of those M.
So have governor.
What's her name? Hold on.
What
is her name? I'll Google it right now. New Mexico governor. She uses one of those like MLG is like her initials.
Mm.
So it's like, she's got a long name, I think. Where is she at? Michelle Lujan Grisham. Yeah, MLG. I got that part right.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I want to say thank you, because you're just helping us wake up people. And that's a perfect picture right there. But thank you. I want to actually, I'm not even kidding around. Can we tweet her and thank her?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just use this as a clip and I'll tag her and I'll be like, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope you wake up hundreds, thousands,
millions,
possibly, you never know. So she's
making our job easier. Thank you.
Yeah. She's, She's working for our cause. If you think about it, she's our Trojan horse. You know, we could say she's on our side.
Thank you. With that being said, you know, we'll catch everyone on the next one. And dude, like, yeah, it's encouraging, right? Everything that's happening is encouraging. Even the things that seem like they're negative, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, like you said, when you look on the other side of it, it could produce some very good results. So that's good.
Yep.
Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening, for tuning in. Subscribe, all that good stuff. Yada, yada, yada. I'm just kidding. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Later.